Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the
list. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I can't wait to get started, folks. I'm so excited. This is our 19th anniversary. You'd think I'd know how to do this, wouldn't you? We're just so happy to be here, and especially when we got a chance to bring our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had her 18th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. She's a tax attorney, but she doesn't practice, except she practices for you and me by keeping us up to date on what's going on with taxes and small businesses. One of the smartest people I know, and she's been such an amazing and abiding supporter of all that we do here, and we love her here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Barbara Weltman, welcome back to the show.
Well, many thanks and congratulations to you. It's quite a feat.
I appreciate it. And, you know, I was telling the audience about how many small business shows there were back in those days. There was one weekly show, a Saturday show on radio, and that was it back in those days. But since then, I pointed out that I've helped a few other people start their small business radio show.
Including you.
I helped you with get yours off the ground. You're still doing it.
Once a month, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
great.
One day, once a month.
That's great. Barbara, thank you for being here. Folks, J.K. Lasser, Small Business Taxes, 2017, just out now?
Just out, yep.
That's just one of her publications, but one of her books. She has many others. Go to Barbara Weltman, WELTMAN.com. You'll find all the things she does. She's an amazing talent, amazing resource, and a hard worker just like you. Barbara, what do you think? What's going on? In my column before the election, I pointed out the five things that were keeping small business owners up at night, and I just said this is why I think Donald Trump will be better at these five things than Hillary. And by the way, Barbara, we polled small businesses, and in our audience, 67% said they were going to vote for Trump. So small business owners had the pulse of what happened in the election. But one of the top five things was taxes.
Absolutely.
Waking small business owners up at night.
Yeah, because it's not only the cost, which obviously is a big burden, but it's just the compliance, the record keeping, the filings, they seem to grow every year. Look, I've been doing this for so long that I've seen the
Right out of high school, right?
Absolutely. But the burden is so onerous. I mean, used to be you could do it yourself as a business owner with the help maybe of your bookkeeper. Now you need not only just a CPA, but you need experts in Obamacare and retirement planning and on and on.
Well, and the problem, as you say, it's not just the cost of the tax, it's the compliance. And so many of these things that are in the code are babies of their dysfunctional babies of other dysfunctional things, right? I mean, in order to, it's like a Rube Goldberg machine or something, right?
Well, absolutely, and there's so much.
That's the reason we need reform.
Yeah, absolutely. There's got to be severe change.
When some people hear reform, Barbara, when progressives hear reform, they think that means lower taxes. But for a small business owner, that's not necessarily what we mean, is it?
No, it just means simplicity. And right now, I mean, if you buy a piece of equipment right now, you have multiple options of how to treat it, and record keeping on what it costs and going forward. That's ridiculous. If you buy a piece of equipment, write it off, and that should be the end of the discussion.
Yep. That's exactly. Especially these days, where so much of our technology, so much of our equipment is mostly technology. Even if it's made out of some kind of tangible stuff, it's going to be obsolete before it wears out.
Well, how many times do you replace your tablet? Like every two, three years, that's it, right?
But, I mean, there, of course, there are exceptions. There are machines that are going to last, you know, 10, 20 years or whatever, and heating and air conditioning systems, they're supposed to last for a while. But still, and of course, the good news is we did get the 179 permanent, made permanent last December. They did do that. That's one piece of reform that they did.
That's true, but at the same time, it's confusing because business decisions, look, I know for a fact that business decisions are impacted greatly by tax results.
Yeah, there's no question.
And really shouldn't be. You should be running your business
based on business.
And taxes shouldn't be such a big determining
factor. For a long time, almost every capital proposal for a capital item from a vendor had a tax component in the calculation. That's what you're saying. That should go away, shouldn't it?
It really should, because we should just be trying to grow our businesses and not be worrying about which tax elections
and Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, is helping us celebrate our 19th anniversary.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.